A Syngenta employee told me the future is so bright for the crop development company, you have to wear shades. He wasn't kidding.
Yeah, one thing, please put your sunglasses when we go in there. It's very bright, well, especially if we find a room that has the lights on. It's going to be very bright.
So we're entering the greenhouse now?
We are entering the greenhouse.
Pablo Hernandez is a senior research and development project manager at Syngenta. He helped design and build this greenhouse.
What I like is we put together all the latest technology in this. So there's no other greenhouse like this in the world. So it's the most advanced greenhouse right now in the world.
One thing that sets it apart is the high-tech two layers of glass specially made in the Netherlands. Scientists can grow multiple crops for multiple regions of the world, and the temperature is just right. Today, visitors like John White with the Greater Durham Chamber of Commerce got to see lots of corn, soybeans, sunflowers, and sugarcane.
Occasionally, I get a sweet tooth, so, you know, the sugarcane was quite interesting. I think, to me, that was probably the highlight of the trip, the tour. But no, seriously, I think this is fantastic to kind of get a sense of how you can adjust plant growth depending on what the needs are for each particular plant. That's pretty impressive.
Syngenta says it's trying to get in front of a huge challenge, feeding a world population of 9 billion people. Mikael van Lucheren Campagna is the head of biotechnology at Syngenta. He says farmers need to double their output in the next 40 years.
You have in real estate, you have the three most important things in real estate: location, location, location. In agriculture, it is yield, yield, yield. Yes? So that's what we're about here.
North Carolina's top political and agribusiness leaders joined Syngenta to celebrate the grand opening of its $72 million advanced crop lab. Ag Commissioner Steve Troxler, U.S. Senator Kay Hagan, and Governor Pat McCrory agreed the future of farming is growing more with less. McCrory told the crowd he was glad the state's unemployment rate finally dipped below 9% in April. He sees the top industry in the state keeping that trend going.
But let me tell you, we got a long way to go. And I'm convinced one of the ways we're going to get out of this recession is agriculture is going to help lead North Carolina out of this recession. And part of it is because not only it's in continued export opportunity, which Steve and I have talked about, but also because of its integration into biotech.
The state's agriculture and agribusiness industry is worth $77 billion, up $5 billion over the last year. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.